Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a professor and a student. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 and 22. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 and 22.
Good morning, Rob. I read your proposal for your evolutionary development project, and I just wanted to discuss a few points with you. So, why did you choose to focus on the development of the human jaw?
Well, it has long been acknowledged as one of the keys to human evolution, physically and mentally, and particularly in the development of speech. This led to our becoming the planet's dominant species.
So, are you going to examine how spoken language developed and what that meant for early humans?
Rather than cover that, I'm going to focus on what the jaw structure allowed early humans to eat compared to other related species, such as chimpanzees. A new study suggests the invention of simple stone tools to slice meat and mash root vegetables dramatically reduced the time and energy needed to chew. Therefore, our immediate ancestors were able to evolve the physical features required for speech. That's what I want to focus on.
Archaeologists have even claimed to have found preserved tools that date back at least 500,000 years. Will you examine their findings?
I considered that, but decided against it. I did want to ask your opinion on what else would be more relevant, like a proposal for new research, perhaps.
My preference would be to look at the academic debate, the various views and interpretations of the study.
Now that you mention it, I did read various experts discussing previous theories with regard to the new study. Thanks, that's a good suggestion.
Before you hear the next part of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 23 to 27. Now listen and answer questions 23 to 27.
Let's go back to the differences between our chimpanzee cousins and early humans.
It's well known that a chimp spends up to 6 hours a day chewing fruits, berries, and any small creatures it has come across. They have the same type of teeth and large jaws our early ancestors had, although ours became much smaller.
Of course, modern humans don't spend so much time chewing. Why did the study suggest our own teeth and jaws became so much smaller?
Whereas chimpanzees survived mostly on fruit, humans started to eat a much higher quality diet based largely on meat. It contains more energy in smaller portions.
How long ago is this change thought to have occurred?
There's evidence that our early ancestors, apes called hominins who walked on two legs, were regularly eating meat as far back as 2.5 million years ago. Although cooking doesn't seem to have become common until 500,000 years ago.
What did humans do before they were able to cook meat, which made them different from other apes?
Well, stone tools were an extremely important development. They seem to have appeared around the same time that hominins adopted meat eating. For vegetables like beets, that meant pounding them into a paste, while meat would be sliced into small pieces.
What methodology did the researchers use to test this theory?
They basically stuck electrodes on the faces of a few dozen volunteers and measured the amount of time and energy required to chew meat and vegetables that were either raw or unprocessed. Then the procedure was repeated using the same food which had been processed, that is, after being simply sliced or pounded or cooked. The first thing they discovered was that raw meat is almost impossible to eat if you have human or even chimpanzee-like teeth. The volunteers were fed raw goat, whose tough meat more accurately reflects that of the wild animals early hominins would have eaten. They realized that human teeth simply couldn't break up the flesh into smaller bits that could be swallowed.
So using a tool to cut up or mash food meant hominins could easily consume the animals they hunted.
If I remember correctly, the researchers found that by using tools, a hominin would have been able to reduce chewing time by about 17%.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
Overall, the findings indicate that the reduction in effort and time allowed early members of our species to evolve smaller teeth and jaws, as well as smaller noses, which freed up space for movable lips, a key component in forming words, and also made the head easier to balance while running, an important skill for hunting.
So natural selection would have come into play. Communication developed, and humans evolved important advantages. That all sounds well and good, but what are the competing hypotheses?
Other researchers, including many experts at leading universities, have proposed that it was cooking that drove the changes in tooth and jaw size.
As you said earlier, that was widespread by 500,000 years ago.
Widespread, yes, but evidence indicates that practices such as roasting first appeared 1 million years ago. Those who support this alternative hypothesis say that just because archaeologists haven't found evidence of cooking and fire pits before that time, it doesn't mean that early hominins weren't using them, say, 2 million years ago when evolutionary changes began.
That makes sense.
Their main objection is that the new theory does not explain how hominins developed a smaller gut. Another key evolutionary development that distinguished humans from chimps. Without cooking, they argue, hominins would have needed a big gut to allow the digestive system to break down raw foods.
And how did the authors of the new study react to this criticism?
They made it clear that they do not discount cooking, but instead propose a two-step process. Pounding and slicing first provided an evolutionary step forward in the form of smaller teeth, jaws, and guts, and cooking finished the job at a later stage.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.